In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Bottom of the barrel, bottom of the barrel, the barrel is only small.
Welcome back to Bottom of the Barrel. I'm Chris Ramsey. This is Wes Barker.
That's me.
And this is Bottom of the Barrel. We get to the bottom of subjects, subjects that include comedy, conspiracies. What other subjects could they expect, Wes?
Life topics, relationship advice.
Relationship advice.
Yeah, I'm throwing that in there now. Whatever the wheel comes up with.
Oh, yeah, we got a wheel.
Whatever bad things happen to me in the week.
Right. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing that.
Nothing. I think I'm good.
You were actually on a trip recently.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about that. I said, guys, really means the world to us if before we get started, right, this is obviously free, but if you want more content, you guys can check us out on Patreon. We got an extra Bob, so the episodes go on for an extra 45 minutes to an hour. So you guys have that. And if you want to support us without paying anything, leave us a review or like or sub or comment. And if you leave us a review on all the audio platforms, it really helps us as well. That's
definitely
all. That's all I got to say.
Perfect. Let's get a beer going.
Yeah. Maybe I'm going to talk about Manscaped later on. We'll see.
Yeah, you're shilling for them right now.
I'm shilling. I have to. Dude.
I know. We do.
They're giving us
brought to us by Manscaped. They doubled how much they wanted to pay per podcast. But then they wanted to pay for half as many podcasts.
That was the deal.
Yeah. He's Manscaped. Like, we'll double it up, but also we'll cut the order in half.
Manscaped, oh, you son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch. And fair play to you because I took it.
Yeah. Yeah, you felt when you called me, you're like, I literally have good news and bad news. I'm like, what is it? He's like, Manscaped wants to double up what they're paying us right now. I'm like, nice. He's like, but they want it on half as many podcasts. I feel like that's still a win.
I think so too.
Because we're working half as much.
Yeah.
Getting paid the same.
Yeah.
That's almost like getting paid twice as much for the same work.
It is. That's why I was excited.
Oh, what a weird way of putting it.
Yeah.
What a weird way of sliding that in there. Like, oh,
yeah.
Did you double your salary? It's like, no, but I gave away half my shit.
I wonder if I asked my wife if she wanted to be fucked twice as good but half as often if she would take it.
I think she'd take it.
Yeah, I think she would take it.
Cheers, buddy. Where are the lagers? Which one? These ones?
I think there are those ones there.
Hell yeah, dude. Let's get these in the mugs. Get them in the barrel.
Oh, yep. Get them in the barrel.
Oh, I'm going to be back. It's, you know, being on the road is one thing.
Yeah.
And we do have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And we do burn the candle on both ends and it becomes, but we always get work done.
Dude, fucking smoke that candle sometimes.
Yeah. But nothing's better than being here.
Yeah.
For these podcasts, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
They're a better place to be.
I was going
to
say, I have a lot more fun
eating
barbecue in Austin than I do sitting here.
Yeah, a podcast. This is
the best. Oh.
This is the best. And today, Artie's not in. Artie's sick. We got my brother. You won't hear him or see him. Just take my word for it, I guess. we actually have fucking Ryan Gosling, but he's got no camera.
Oh, my God.
Or mic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, if you ordered my book, You have it in the mail right now, and I want to tell everybody that right now.
Oh, yeah, true, too.
It's behind me, but it's also here.
Yeah.
So that's in two places.
They might even have it in their hands at this point.
I don't know if they would.
Yeah,
I hope they would. Shipping takes a minute.
It does.
But somebody has it.
Weather delays are crazy these days, apparently, for shipping.
I think they probably are. But, yeah, if you there's 40 books left, so we're not sold out if you want a book. That's that's one my one pitch.
So funny. I remember we had a podcast where you we filmed before you put them on sale.
Yeah.
And you're like, I want to thank everyone for buying my books. We only have a few left because you didn't know how the sale was going to go. I heard you did both versions. You're like, thanks. And like, why the fuck didn't you buy my book?
Then we kept them both in.
You kept them both
but
in.
But like, I think like 90 books sold in like the first like 2 hours.
Mm.
And then I've only sold like, you know, a couple dozen since then.
Yeah.
But like right away, it was like.
Selling today when you posted your.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every time I post about it, someone buys one.
Well, because like pre-order is different than like.
Yeah.
Oh, like I'll get it in a week.
Let me read you let me read everybody the author's note here. That way they know what they're buying.
Right. Okay.
This is a note from Wes. My favorite thing in life is making my wife laugh. My second favorite thing in life is making strangers laugh. I made the second thing my job. I tried the first thing, but Kristen refuses to pay for my jokes. See, I open with a joke there. It's kind of nice, right?
Yeah.
A funny bit. Okay.
Yeah, you almost had me there.
Yeah. Yeah. skipping ahead of all this bullshit, I won't read that. The main reason for writing this book is I want to be a legend. And to do that, people have to tell stories about you. There has to be lore. So this is my attempt at spreading my own rumors. And that's the important part, everybody.
Oh, I love that.
That's the important part. Buy your rumors here from the horse's mouth. You gotta like it. And then spread them around.
That's great. Anyways. Love that. Oh, read the part out. Who's it dedicated to?
Oh, yeah, fuck. Abracadumbass. Dedicated to Ryan Reynolds. You may be handsome, talented, charming, and tall, but I'm a better magician. Unless you buy this book, then I'm totally fucked.
That is true. You literally teach everything you've ever learned.
No, not everything I ever learned, everything I ever put out there.
No, a lot of it you just learned.
You think I only learned 16 tricks in my life?
Yeah. It is great. Comes complete with like actual photos, color photos.
Yeah,
color. Now in color. Well,
not, yeah, true. It wasn't going to be. And then once I broke even on the book, I'm like, I'm calling the printer. We're going to make it color.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I reinvested into the book.
Yeah.
Feels good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm happy, man.
It does feel good to include color.
It does. It does. It's not only on the last page. Is that a good joke?
Oh, because you're making a bus reference?
Yeah.
Oh, oof, no.
Because it's the same color as a bus, though.
Yeah.
The book is yellow and black.
No.
No, I had it.
No,
I did good.
That was too much of a stretch.
Oh.
You had to go fetch for that one. That was a bad joke.
We'll cut it up.
There's nothing to cut out. It's not even you didn't make the joke.
We'll cut it up.
You said something, I said, oh, a bus, and then they made their own conclusions.
Oh man, how's your day going?
it was going great. Yeah, until you made me feel like a racist for wanting your book. So good. Yeah, that's why we got this thing up here, because Artie usually has like the prompter. For those of you listening, we have like a screen in behind, and usually, but for audio listeners, nothing's changed. We are still here. Those are the real ones, man. It's wild to me that people would just like close their eyes and
that's what I do.
And listen to something.
That's
instead.
What I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
You close your eyes?
Yeah.
You just pop on a YouTube video and just go, I just want the audio version.
Yeah. It's nice.
Yeah. Just give me the audio version today. You're like, I don't feel like listening to this. You just read it.
It's called a book.
Yeah, but I'm on like subtitles. You're like, just give me the deaf version. Yeah, give me the deaf version. I want to enjoy the deaf version of this today.
Man. Yeah.
What's going on in the news, man? I feel like we've been deprived of news. I heard, Kylie Jenner's kid, apparently, its name in Arabic means penis.
Yeah,
Are you going to look this up?
Why, why would, who cares?
It's funny.
It's not even, there's so many languages out there.
It's kind of funny.
I'm sure your name's penis in some language. Like, it doesn't...
Why? I mean, if somebody would tell me, that would be great.
Yeah.
Would be but no, Kylie Jenner
what is the kid's
reveals
name? Wolf,
photo
right?
and name
Wolf.
Of her son with Travis Scott. It doesn't say anywhere about... No, you're on Google. What are you doing on Google? You're definitely not on DuckDuckGo.
It just seems
there
so,
we go.
Like...
Yes. Now it's going to give us the real shit. It'll be like, he's a reptilian.
Oh, perfect.
He's definitely a reptilian.
It's just such a weird thing to... like, we don't even care that...
You could... Oh, never mind.
We don't even care that a guy named Dick's name is Dick. Like, we don't even care about that. like, literally, there's so many dicks out there, and we're like, no.
Maybe
let's
Dick
a different language.
Maybe Dick in Arabic means Kylie Jenner's baby.
Now we're talking. that's what I want.
That'd be a weird coincidence.
Well, at that point, the earth's flat, man. I'm all in on everything. At that point.
In Arabic. Oh. Just gives you this straight up translation. Awkward translation. Look at this. Point out, Kylie Jenner fans point out the article below.
Are you reading
the first article? Down, yeah. All right, let me see.
When it's said phonetically, I think.
When it's said phonetically. Okay. All right.
So they're really stretching.
Yeah.
They're really stretching.
Well, that's tabloids, baby. Did you watch the Harry thing? Harry and Meghan?
Who are they?
The royal couple.
Yeah, no, I didn't watch it.
It's really good.
I feel like I already know it all.
No, it's more about their relationship, how they met.
Okay, that'd be cool.
How they hid from the public for so long. What they went on a getaway in Africa. Like, you hear all these cool things.
Yeah,
and them being normal as shit. Like, honestly, it feels like for as normal as that dude can be and her.
Yeah,
right. For being like in the spotlight constantly, they're relatively normal, but. The amount of paparazzi that royals deal with is incomparable to like Brad Pitt or whatever. It's more insane. And I didn't know that.
I guess it is
relentless and like camping outside. It's insane.
But if you see, okay, I think I'm more interested in the book that he has.
Yeah. I heard some quotes there.
Cause yeah, he was like sitting on an airplane the other day and the women on both sides of me were reading it. And I heard some quotes, too.
The most selling book of all time, nonfiction book of all time.
Oh, I believe it. Here we go.
Yeah. Or fastest.
First time I took cocaine, I had no idea what it was. It was presented in front of me in a small bag. I thought it was powdered sugar, like the ones you get in boxes of panettone, which seemed weird because it was mid-August, and panettone is usually a winter cake. I turned to my friend Edward and asked, "Where's the panettone?" He laughed, turned to me and said, "H... we are the panettone. The first time I took..."
I don't even know.
Yo.
I got to read this
whole
book.
That is the most British royal thing I've ever heard.
Where's the panettone?
Where's the panettone? Dude? You know how many people in New York tonight are like, "Yo, you going to call for some panettone?" Like 100%. They've all listened to this story. That's so funny.
So he has that story, and he has like when he lost his virginity behind a store or some shit.
Did you hear the one?
That's what I want.
Yeah, this guy should write a book.
Yeah,
like a magic book. Not his
I'll
own
talk
book.
About, I'll get some panettone.
You're,
in
actually,
there.
Now that I think about it, you both share a lot of commonalities.
Yeah, we're both outcasts from our family. No, I don't know.
Yeah, no. I mean, it seems like he lived quite a party life.
Yeah.
There's one story he tells where. Where it was cream he had to put on his frostbitten dick after mountain hiking. But the cream instantly, when he smelt it, reminded him of his grandma. And then he started daydreaming about his grandma, like when she was younger and when he was younger, whatever. Nothing sexual. But then had to apply this cream on his cock.
Why would he tell the story?
That's what I'm saying. This guy's the best. He's an open book, literally. I like it. I think it's awesome.
Shit.
I fuck with this guy heavy.
I'm down. Yeah. He's the kind of guy I want to have a pint with.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, come on the podcast, Harry. We'll
tell me how you want your panettone.
I'll do some panettone with that guy.
Panettone?
Pantone.
So funny.
Pantone colors. Mm-hmm.
But panettone is usually a winter. It's wild that that's what went through your head.
Yeah,
that's the thought that went through your head. Is like, oh, Powdered sugar. I remember when I was a little boy, mummy would bring me powdered sugar on the windowsill. And, yeah. and it's like, this is where he goes to. Other kids are like, you know, yeah. oh, that cocaine tastes like garbage yeah. or whatever.
I like how he's like, I like how he says the first time.
yes. But he's being honest.
I know. I think it's great.
I love that. I love that he's just
time 133. I knew damn well it wasn't a Panettone.
yeah. And it's also a way to disarm the paparazzi.
Yeah.
I feel like it's had an adverse effect and it's just fueled tabloids even more. But at the same time, from his perspective, being like, you can't hide anything from these people. They hunt you down. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And then they ruin your life. Like,
they'll flip your car.
It's insane. No, it's not fucking, it's not a TV show.
No, but like, that's how they took Diana out. His mom went down like that. Oh. Wasn't it the paparazzi?
I thought you were talking, they're going to pimp his ride or something.
No. That'd be really cool.
Flip my car. but yeah, like, I mean, that's one way to disarm the paparazzi. You just give them everything.
Yeah.
You fuck it. You make up shit. Make up wild claims and just yeah. be like, here, do better. No dirt they're going to dig on you is going to be worse than getting spanked by an old lady trying cocaine and rubbing cream on your dick thinking about your grandma. Nothing is going to compare to that. No, nothing the tabloid can dig up, yeah. right? So I think it's a smart move on his behalf to be like, I'm going to lay it all out. And they have no ammunition now. Anything they dig up is not going to be as bad as what's in that book.
What I'm trying to think of other celebrities that have made that call. Like, who leaned all the way in?
Fast forward to 2 weeks. It's like, oh, was his name on the list? Did he go to that island? You're like, fuck.
That's true. I'm trying to think of, like, Charlie Sheen and stuff. He just admitted everything all the time. And then you can't even, there's nothing else to say about it. It all just sounds true.
You know who did admit to everything?
Who's that?
Alec Baldwin.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. He said what happened there? He committed manslaughter?
Yeah, involuntary manslaughter.
Yeah, involuntary manslaughter.
Yeah.
But he's like, I didn't shoot her.
Yeah. No, that's what he says, but he did.
Yeah.
Cause
that's how guns work. I know how guns work.
Yeah. Exactly. He was holding the gun that killed the person.
Yeah.
He shot her.
Yeah.
It was involuntary, so he got away with it.
Yeah.
but yeah.
And that's one thing I didn't understand about this thing. Is like, I still don't understand why there was live rounds on the set. That doesn't seem like his job.
No, it seems like an assassination.
It seems like that's somebody else's fault.
Yeah. It seems like, you know what it seems to me? Like an Illuminati test.
I think so.
Just being actually. Like, you got to do this, man, if you want to make it to the next mm-hmm. level. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you see his wife?
No.
You didn't watch that interview?
No.
Have you seen this? She's from Boston.
I like it already.
And she pretends she's Spanish.
Huh?
It's the most outrageous cultural appropriation I've seen in my life. And like normally I'm like, cultural appropriation is bullshit. She fakes an accent. It's wild.
What?
Yeah.
Does she think she's doing
anything? She even changed her name.
Oh, this is really fucking
yeah, crazy. She's like, Veneki, like come over here to the paparazzi. You don't know like what my... baby daughter and like
shut the fuck up.
Do you see this, dude?
There's no way. Alec Baldwin's wife.
Mm-hmm. And he talks about it in an interview where he's like, you know, it's like her second home or like it's very bizarre, dude.
Do we have this? Can you find it?
There's some trauma going on there because that is wild.
I can't even.
Right? Alec Baldwin's wife interview.
Right? Alec Baldwin's wife, hottest possible accent. That's yeah,
actually, wife.
He's killed so many people. It's hard to find her in here. You gotta.
All right, search that.
One is a lot, and now they don't want it.
No, go to videos. Where is it, dude? They fucking is this off of DuckDuckGo?
Oh, going deep.
No, it's wild. It's absolutely. How is this not everywhere?
Can I just watch her talk anytime?
Well, maybe.
Saying. Oh, here. No,
accent
no.
slips. Privacy warning. Yeah, go. Watch. All right. Watch on YouTube, but fine. Can you turn up the volume on my computer? You know.
Oh, God. I'm so excited. Standby for technical difficulties. I'm watching the video, but I'm not weird. Hearing anything.
I guess with the HDMI, it doesn't play. I'll play from my phone. You can bring it back up. Yeah.
so excited. I just can't imagine this happening. She looks like a nice lady. Like, why would you do this?
This podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.com. Go to manscaped.com/bottom20 to save 20% off and free shipping on the whole Manscaped kit. Keep your junk clean.
Yep. How are you going to remember that code? Well, you're going to use it because you're going to shave the hair off your bottom. That's how I think of that code.
Yeah.
Bottom20.
Bottom20.
Manscaped.
Check it out. You get the lawnmower 4.0. It's got a little light on it in case the power goes out and you still feel like shaving your nuts. And then if it's raining. So if you're outside shaving your nuts in the dark.
No lightning.
You're covered.
And I bought this exact thing for my stepdad for Christmas. So if I'm thinking of my stepdad's balls, you should be thinking your stepdad's balls.
That's right.
Promo code bottom20. That's a good ad read.
It's pretty good. All right, Artie, we're going back to the future.
1 second.
I'll put it up here. I just want you to listen to her. You guys should stick around and check out her Patreon. It gets wild. Anyways, enjoy this. We'll see you in a bit. We're from the future.
Yeah.
I think it was on TikTok. It's my number one news source, dude. It's where I get everything. Alec Baldwin, wife. What's her name? Wife accent. Here we go. You're going to find it instantly on TikTok. Mm-mm. What's going on? I think they're covering this up. To preface, she's not Spanish. Spanish is not her native tongue. Her parents are not Spanish. And she's from Boston.
That's wild.
That's the most insane shit I've ever heard.
It's pretty fucking insane. It sounds like someone who moved here from Spain doing very, very well. You know what I mean? Like, so her accent isn't so bad that it's like a poo at the fucking Simpsons.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's not over-exaggerated.
Like, yeah, it's not over-exaggerated. So it sounds like someone who went the other way and almost got rid of it to me.
Yeah.
Which is like so fucking weird.
No, she's going backwards into it.
Oh, in five more years, she's going to be fully.
In five more years, you're going to be like, do you even speak English?
Dude? Yeah. Oh, that's going to be great.
How crazy.
Wow.
That's a new batshit level of crazy, dude.
Yeah, that is nuts. Fuck.
Yeah.
And like, if Alec Baldwin...
Do you think it happened after he shot the director?
As like she started like just covering up?
Like a trauma?
Maybe.
Maybe that's what happened.
Yeah.
It was probably before. You got to be crazy a little bit. Your wife's got to be pretty crazy if it makes you want to shoot another lady in the face. Did the camera lady have a Spanish accent? Is that why he did it?
it's so weird too, because like you never hear of like, oh, so and so the shot a live round on set somewhere, like, and hit a wall, hit a camera, hit a target in the back. It's like the only time it's happened, it went in the worst spot.
Yeah, no, it's fucking tragic.
Yeah,
but. At the same time, like,
it's suspicious.
This is fucking weird, dude. Yeah. And when things get weird and you don't get all the facts, it gets funny.
Yeah, I've only got a couple headlines under my belt on this one. So
yeah, the only facts I got is, like, his wife's phony accent, which is already, you know, what are you guys hiding? Yeah. What's going on over there?
Yeah.
That is weird. You know how awkward those conversations, like, with the help must be for her?
It sounds like she's mocking
them.
Maybe
that's why.
That could be.
Maybe she has, like, a nanny, you know, like a lot of people who have a lot of money do. They got, like, help around the house.
Yeah.
And it's, like, an abuela, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe, like, she's always around helping with the... So maybe, like, that's where it rubbed off.
Yeah.
I can't see her just developing it out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You know? Unless it's a trauma. Like that lady who hit her head in England who has a Chinese accent.
Yeah, that was fucking funny.
You ever hear that? Some British lady.
I was starting to think...
I'm not gonna go into how it sounds.
What does it sound like? I'm starting to think that Alec Baldwin's shooting, though. I think maybe he's such a good actor that he made that gun real, you know? like so believable that that bullet killed her.
Yeah,
he's a great actor.
His method acting.
He went like, yeah, he believed so hard. That's what I'm going to go with my own.
Yeah. Yeah, but
people with accents that don't match don't make any sense.
It's just, yeah. It's a fun one to dance around, that's for sure. But at the same time, it's like, fuck, man, we're just laughing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking about, because, like, every time some tragedy happens, every time, like, something public is tragic, or not tragic, I would say, but, like, in the sense that, like, if you're at NASCAR and the car goes flying, a piece goes flying, a fucking, just, like, into the stands, like this, right?
Yeah.
There's a photographer that's like,
nice.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. Yeah, I know for sure. Oh, for sure.
Yeah. That's always funny.
Yeah, it's fucking really funny.
That is funny to think about.
Oh, man, there's always someone there to be like, this is why I'm here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, this is...
I can see that happening.
I think even if you had, like, a job, even like you know how like a slow day at work is like really like drags. You hate a slow day at work. So like ambulance drivers are probably a little bit excited too. Like, sweet, another call.
Right.
They don't think of it like, this person's like, hope they got something impaled to their heart, but they go, dope, another call, which it just means.
Yeah. Or the opposite, right? Or they're like, fuck. Fuck this world. There's so much pain. Yeah. You know, like they're waiting for that call and they dread it because they know someone's suffering out there. Like, there's maybe what a job that would be.
My buddy told me once
you're right. It is the other way.
Yeah.
They are excited to go to work because what's the point of becoming an ambulance driver if you're not driving anything?
My buddy told me they get you'd be back right back in the hall or whatever they call an ambulance spot, right? So you're going back, you're just about off your shift. And then you get a call, and you're like, fuck, all right, this better be a quick one. You get out there, you see some guy lying there, and you're looking at your watch like your day's over, and you're like, he better not have a pulse. Because if he does, you got to start doing CPR.
Whoa, your friend told you this?
Yeah, and he's like, do we have to do CPR?
What's his name?
All ambulance people.
Yeah.
Literally.
For sure.
And you're just like, oh, please don't have a pulse. And then you touch.
Because you want to go home.
And because now we're doing CPR for 60 minutes, driving. So he's like,
That's so fucking morbid.
Yeah, but he's like,
That's life, baby.
That's life. You're like, all right.
That is a life in a nutshell for anyone that thinks you got to fucking be sad all the time or whatever. No, like, these are the realities. And then there's us laughing at the situation. Like, that is life. That's full circle right there. You know, you got happiness, joy, pain, love, all this stuff, man. I love it. I think that's what more people should talk about.
Yeah.
Because that's the type of stuff that we're like, of course it is. I was on a metro in Montreal when someone jumped in front of the train. And it happens a couple times a year. People just kill themselves. They throw themselves in front of the train. It's an easy way to do it. The metro in Montreal. And buddy comes on.
What?
And he goes, sorry, we had a jumper, whatever the term is. And literally, like, it was audible. Like, oh, everybody, dude. Everybody was like,
oh my God.
The fuck? I have to deal with this now.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
And even people that are like, that don't think they think this way, you've done it in traffic.
Yeah.
Right? You'd be like, wow, what the fuck is this? Like, it's a pileup.
Yeah.
A pileup isn't just metal on top of metal. Yeah. There's people inside there.
Yeah. Fuck those people. I get more mad at the people who slow down to watch that shit.
Yeah.
And every time I get mad at them, I find myself also slowing down. Like,
yeah, but you're the one watching Bling Empire. So, like, that's the same thing. That's a fucking verbal.
So, I love all those shows. Trashy shows are my shit. See? But, so you're on the highway, you see this traffic jam, and then it starts because the accident's here and it starts to clear, right? And you're like, oh, it's just a fucking accident. Everybody's fucking, what are you gawkers looking at? And then me?
Yeah, also gawkers.
And then I go. Yeah. Every time.
You're right. Well, they slowed you down. You weren't going to slow down.
Yeah,
but
I'm like, I was already slowed down. I'm going to have a look.
Yeah.
But I wasn't the first one to slow down.
Yeah.
I would have slowed down. That's I would have been the first one to slow down.
First one to slow down to look if they needed help. And then decided too much help.
No, you got to see how it lands.
That's right. Oh, that's true.
It's still going. You're like, oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Is that what people say? Is that where the term comes from? It's like a car crash. You can't look away.
Yeah, a train wreck,
car crash. So it's not the actual wreck that's happening that you can't look away from. It's the wreckage.
Yeah.
Driving by in traffic is where that saying comes from.
Yes. Absolutely.
Makes more sense. Here's a fun fact.
You
Chalk line and bodies, chalk line and a tape around bodies on crime scenes
yeah.
is not a thing. That would be tampering with the evidence. Chalk lines and tape for bodies were used for, I think it was coroners or something afterward, like after the fact or something.
Oh, to like reset it where like to look at the positioning or how, yeah, how?
No, there's something at crime scenes. They don't do it because that would be tampering.
Yeah, that makes sense. You're right. You'd be putting in who knows what you're drawing on or dropping.
Hold on.
On a human level, you guys know I'm not going to say anything to you. You know that.
You know that.
Wow. All right. Okay, 1 second.
What does a Boston person even sound like?
Boston?
Right.
Where's my car?
That's my car. Yeah, smat pack.
Yeah. Yeah, you fucking... You're a fucking smat fuck.
Wow.
I have it here. These are... Okay. Here are a bunch of fun facts about movies that you probably didn't know. So basically, fake things from action and adventure movies. One, buried pirate treasure. Never happened. Not once. Not once in the history.
Yes, there is. Nope. Oak Island.
Nope.
Oak Island.
It wasn't pirate treasure.
It was.
No, it wasn't. There's no... And they didn't find any. There's never once been treasure found. Disappointing.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I hate this. Stop reading.
Yeah. I mean, silencers for guns don't actually make no noise. We know that. We went to a gun range. They're still loud.
Yeah.
They have a pop.
Yeah.
It's and like, pew! Like,
they're always like, you're like, pew! And then the girl, ah! That happens too. The silencer should be on the person, not on the gun.
Knockout gas for humans, like in Tenet, you know, the beginning when he knocks them all out. You saw Tenet? Doesn't exist. Because anyone who's ever tried, there's been like a severe amount of casualties that people die.
Right.
Because you can't dose it right.
Right, because everyone's different.
Right, you go to the doctors, they give you a certain milligram or whatever, but too much and you're dead. So that's not true.
Jesus, fuck.
Oh, yeah.
There's no sound in the space movies. I know that one.
Just getting knocked out and... Yeah, no sound in space movies.
Fuck you. There's none of that.
Just getting knocked out and waking up hours later.
Oh, yeah. I've always thought that. You wake up like 5 seconds later or not at all.
And if you wake up 5 seconds later, still go to the hospital.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not good. You have a concussion.
Yeah, the guys that like punch the dude, he's KO'd. And now they go over to the computer and hack in for the next hour.
Yeah, or like the gun. They just take the gun in the back of the head. And like, like he won't have permanent brain damage forever. Like he won't wake up. Fucking forgetting his own name or not, or just slurring. Just be like, all right, James Bond. The name's Bond. That's how you would sound like after you got, you would sound like fucking British dude.
You'd start
talking in a Spanish accent.
That's the first thing I'm doing.
You're like, hello, it's James Bond. That's what you would sound like.
When I go to Westworld, the first
thing
I'm doing.
Did Alec Baldwin pistol whip his wife?
He did.
We got to the bottom of it.
There it is. Fucking finally.
Sorry. I was on a tangent.
Oh, I shouldn't interrupt you. You're killing.
Breaking necks like this isn't a thing.
Yeah.
That's the way your neck turns.
Yeah. Ow. Yeah. Ow.
You imagine how many deaths we'd have a year if people just breaking their own necks, dude?
I'd break my own neck.
Yeah. It would contaminate the crimes. So the outline of chalk and tape around a body never existed because it would contaminate the scene, the crime scene. And so they, hold on, I'll tell you right now. Tell you what. Chop this all up already for a short. The cops coming to draw tape around a corpse at a crime scene is not true because it would contaminate the crime scene. This dates back to olden days when press photographers didn't want to show a dead body in their photos. That's what it was.
Back when the press had some fucking morals.
Yeah.
Some fucking gumption.
Yeah.
No gumption. What's the word?
They would, the next day, put tape.
That's like super ethical on their part.
Yes.
Now they're like, show me that body.
Yeah.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah, except they get mad when Logan Paul does it.
Yeah, because he scooped them.
He's trying to make it viral. Yeah. The one phone call rule. Not a thing.
Ah!
Depending on where you live.
Right.
And it's not free always, but in movies are always like, I want my call.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't apply in a lot of states. You have no right to a phone call or to call an attorney. Like, it's, they have all these, like, bylaws. And it all depends on what your sentence is as well, like what you're being charged with. So it's, you know, if you're charged with murder, they're not going to be like, oh, well, I want a phone call. Like, fuck you, buddy.
Because I was trying to think, the one time I got arrested and put in the old jail cell for sobering
up. Tank.
Yep, that's the one. They were like, do you want to talk to an attorney? And I was like, I don't know. What do you think? And the guy's like, I'm not allowed to give you legal advice. And I'm like, well, I better talk to an attorney then. And then that's the only person that I called, though. But I wasn't like, do you want your one phone call? Because I probably would have called home being like, somebody come help me, right? It was the only offer to call an attorney.
Oh.
Which is interesting. I don't know because I was drunk, so I don't know what was actually going on.
Well, like, that's maybe, the thing, maybe, too. You're like, yeah, just call your mom. You're like, play along. Yeah. They're like, yes, so what's the deal here?
No, they dialed it for me. And the lady's like, they said, yeah, you're doing everything right. You're fine. I'm like, okay. She's like, they won't escalate it. I'm like, okay. She's like, sleep it off. I'm like, okay. It's wild.
Scary.
Yeah, it is scary when I think about it now. Thanks, sir. Siri. Oh, your Siri's so sensitive, dude. We always set that one off. We don't, like, yeah. Mine didn't go
off.
She's
a bit of a snowflake.
Yeah. So that's interesting. Okay. So that it depends state by state then.
Depends state by state. But all those facts are interesting because there's a lot of things you watch in movies. Oh, quicksand. There's another one.
That's got to be a thing.
Quicksand's never killed a human as long as humans were recorded.
Oh. Okay.
Never once did quicksand swallow a human whole and kill them.
Because they found like mammoths and shit in quicksand before, I think.
I think it's tar. Tar pits, isn't it?
That's what it is. It's tar pits. Yeah, because I think quicksand's either not very fast or it's not very deep normally.
Yeah.
Like having a quicksand pit that was like over your head is probably pretty
crazy. You would need to be like an idiot.
Yeah.
Like you would have to want to die, I think, to die to quicksand.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a suicide by quicksand.
Maybe.
A self-assassination, I should say.
Mm-hmm. You want to get the term right.
Yeah. Huh. A self-deletion. What? No, is it planned obsolescence?
That's true.
That's how I see it. When everybody says that, I either think about that or like abortions. Like, because Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
Planned obsolescence.
Yep.
It all sounds the same to me.
It shouldn't, but I'm glad.
Because it's the same thing.
Because it's planned?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't happen by accident. The first part happens by accident, not the second part.
Yeah, but then planned obsolescence, the first part happens like on purpose too. They're like, let's make a thing that we know we're going to...
No.
That'd be like someone setting up to get pregnant to have an abortion.
No, you can plan aborting it once you've had it by accident.
Yeah, but like that's not how the other thing works.
No.
They make the iPhones to be like, let's make them so that they're going to be obsolete. They already know in advance. It's not like we have a product, now let's plan to...
Oh, yes.
So it's just, yeah, they're different.
No, I know.
It's almost there.
I know.
I like it.
But I'm talking about abortions.
Yeah. So that's the abortion doctor keep knocking people up to try and stay in business. Yeah. That's the planned obsolescence. That's what that is.
There's got to be one at least out there.
Buddy, there's probably more than one. Those documentaries will come out one day.
Yeah, on Netflix for sure.
Dude, Netflix will buy anything except for what I'm selling.
Yeah, dude.
They'll pay for so much garbage and they won't buy anything I'm trying to
get. The in vitro doctor who just bangs your wife instead of like...
Yeah.
Putting your sperm in her egg. He's like, no, she just needs...
She needs better sperm.
She just needs a longer shot. I don't know. Yeah. Like, whatever it is.
Oh, man.
It just needs to go in there further a bit so the doctor takes over.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to have happened. It's got to have happened once.
Oh, no question. And I think I've already heard that. Like, I've already heard headlines of that before.
Right?
It feels like it's been out there.
Yeah. Ugh.
That's the best Dane Cook bit from way back, talking about how he can never get anyone pregnant because he comes past all of that stuff.
Oh, yeah. So I remember that.
I come into her heart.
Yeah.
So good.
What's he doing?
Probably still at the improv.
Because
I think that's for before the COVID.
Let's go.
He was he's at the improv all the time, so I'm sure he's still doing that. Oh, actually, he shot a special at his house. And that's going to come out soon.
With an audience?
Yeah, he had a whole audience, and I think they shot it in his backyard, but like no one knew it was his backyard. They have it so decked out and covered up and everything. I think Herbert Kreischer talking about this. And yeah, like he had shot a whole special. Apparently it was dope.
Do you like Dane Cook, Manu?
Yeah. He was funny back in the day.
I think he's great.
He was on Steve-O's podcast not too long ago.
He's on Steve-O's, yeah.
He's talking about how he got all his money back after his brother took everything.
Oh, God, I've heard that story, I feel...
No one else can hear it, so why don't you tell him what Manu said?
Because he talks about in every podcast he's been on a little. I'm just kind of like, I want to hear what's next for him. Because I feel like he brings that up a lot, and I get why you would, because it's all your life, like you're fighting back. But he's had like two other podcasts where he's just gone. I don't know, Theo Vaughn's.
Yeah.
And who else was it? YMH.
Yeah, bringing all the money losses. He's always been his narrative for the last 10 years at least.
His brother went to jail for that.
Yeah. His brother-in-law stole all his money and went to jail.
That sucks. But also like...
Yeah, I think he's funnier than ever now, man. I think he's I think he's doing it.
Well, I think with a tragedy like that, how could you not be as a comedian?
Yeah.
That's the craziest amount of like fuel for comedy. If you're a comedian and fucking that happens.
I'm doing my pandy shot.
Cheers. You have to be.
Yeah.
You have to be like, oh, this is gold.
Okay, think about this though. Because Dane, for when he was really popular, he was cool. And I don't think he can be cool and funny anymore because he's sort of past all that. And the stuff you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
He's
got to be self-deprecating.
If only he's embraced that, then I'm sure he's killing right now. If he learned how to be funny that way, I bet he's really doing
it. I hope he did.
Me too.
Because that's the way to go.
I would love to go see him, actually. That'd be great.
I thought you were going to say, I would love to lose all my money and be funny.
Buddy, you don't think you think I have money? I'm literally as broke as Dane after his brother stole his money. I guess that's where I'm at right now. Yeah. So buy my book.
Yeah.
Wes Barker Dutch. Shop.
This just got fucking sad. The fuck?
No, I'm just happy to be alive. Everything's going fine.
Yeah. Some broke person would say. I'm just happy to be alive. I'm also happy to be alive, but not just happy to be alive. I'm happy for so many other things. I'm happy for so many things. I only have alive left. So I'm grateful. Mm. That's funny.
That is funny.
Yeah. Please don't kill yourself.
What do we have on Bob Talk? Speaking of people's problems.
Let's change the subject.
No, they probably have the same problem.
It's getting too real. Spin that wheel, why don't you? I'll look it up.
Spinning the wheel, landing on Bob Talk. Just
no
like
way.
Planned. All right. I'm getting good at this spin thing. I can get whatever I want.
Oh, is that or a shot? I was like, oh, okay.
Whether you're happy or you're broken, it's time to crack one open. Call 844 Bob Talk.
So for those of you who don't know, oh, it's probably already in the...
We have a 1-800 number, 844-BOB-TALK, and you can just tell us about your shit. It's loading. It's taking a second. Here we go. All right, we got some new ones. Hey, quite a few new ones, actually. Where are these out of? All right, we'll try this one. New Hampshire.
And Wes, here's one for you. I've been watching some Fool Us with my kids. Happened to see the Rock Paper Magic episode from November 19th, 2021. Hans seems to have won over the camera, but there was an episode of Scam School that basically showed how this trick works, Scam School 71. So just wondering your thoughts. I think they had figured it out. I don't think he deserved the trophy. Thanks.
That's interesting.
Well, that's an interesting hill to stand on.
Yeah, and like how you know that many facts.
And also, are you a magician?
Yeah.
I got another one from New Hampshire here. Same number. So let's just listen to the follow-up here for a second. This might have something to do with it.
Hey, Chris and Wes. This is Ken from New Hampshire. Just a thought for Wes with his drinking. Try some glutathione, some 500 milligram capsules.
Glutathione.
Helps your liver out tremendously.
Shout out to New Hampshire. Who is that? Ken? Ken? Ken's not trying to get me to stop. Thank you, Ken. Ken's
so funny he went the other way.
Yeah, he's like, dude, I know.
He's like, about your drinking problem.
You can get twice as much in you.
Yeah.
Glutathione, man.
Here's how to help out your liver without stopping. Saskatchewan.
I'm fine, guys.
Do you want to talk about the foolish thing? I don't feel like I don't want to dive into it. We're going to get copyright.
Well, yeah, and I also don't even, there's so much to look up there.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Hey, Big Bob Van here. I had an idea. Couldn't you bring back vibrator races on the Patreon? I don't know.
Probably.
I don't know if that's allowed there, but that was just an idea.
We should.
Should Bob on. Nice. Thanks for the call. That's amazing. Yeah. Great idea.
We should. I don't know why we don't.
Absolutely great idea. These ones, it seems like it says call 15 seconds. Oh, yeah. They didn't leave a message. No, it says 15 seconds, but there's no message, which is weird. This is there's a few from Texas.
Hey, it's Eddie Bag of Donuts.
You know it.
Eddie Bag of
Donuts. Eddie Bag of Donuts.
Wait, where's the first one? Here's it.
Hey, it's Eddie Bag of Donuts.
Something tells me he just likes saying his own name. Eddie? Eddie?
That's how you do it.
We remember his name, though.
Hey, it's Eddie Bag of Donuts.
I love it.
What's the place that you go to that should be happy and fun for everybody in the family? Get there, you find out it's kind of depressing. For me, it's the Houston Zoo. You go there, the animals look sad as shit. I get high as giraffe pussy to go, which is convenient because there's giraffes that you can measure how high you are to their pussy. Let me know.
Great question, Eddie Bag of Donuts.
That sounds like a great time to me.
It sounds like you're having just a fine time.
So, Eddie, I think my advice to you personally would be...
get that draft pussy, man.
Yes. Reach up there as high as you can, as far as your neck will take you. But to be true, I think that those very moments are a blessing in disguise. Because those moments where you find out are depressing, and I've been to some where they feel depressing, but instantly my mood improves knowing that I can make fun of all of this.
Yeah.
Like, I'm... instantly, if I'm at a like depressing place, I'm like, this is, and I start noticing things. I'm like, oh, look at that. But like, not the things they want me to notice.
Well, like, or like if you go to a funeral of someone you didn't really like,
yeah,
and you're like, this is great. And everyone else is like sad about it. You're like, what the fuck, guys? This guy sucked. Right? Everyone's so sad.
That's
quit your crying. Dry your eyes. There's no crying here. Like, and you, no? Okay, well.
Or going to strangers' funerals. I'm indifferent.
I just want to.
Doesn't matter to me. What is life? I don't know. What is death? Yeah. That's funny. We got another Eddie Bag of Donuts. You want one?
Do some math.
Wait, what's Virginia?
Cheer him up.
Hey, Merry Late Christmas, boys. I've got a present coming to you. It's going to be a little bit, but it's coming. And it's going to be fun.
That's what I have.
Wait, did you hear a knock at the door?
Hang on.
While he gets that ready, I'm going to listen to another one from Nevada here. Say your name, by the way, if you're calling.
Yeah, g'day, mate. This is Digital Intel. Wes probably knows me as Mark 7 Music. I'm a Bobog, which is a Bob OG from back in the day.
We had this guy on
Patreon.
You're
a Bogan Bob is what you are, brother. That's some dirty Australian accent there.
Yeah, it was the guy from last time. He's a beauty. Yeah,
I love him so much.
I do, too. He reminds me of Bo.
Yeah.
What's this?
I don't know. It says pull. It better not be anthrax again. So this is a gift.
Maybe there's some Papa Tony in there.
Somebody. all right. Yeah, this is from whoever just sent that. A little gift to Bob. The guy likes stickers.
Whoa. He even made his own. He
made his own stickers.
That's just copyright infringement.
Yep. Now he'll be getting a letter from our attorneys.
You'll be getting a letter from our attorneys. Just both of ours. They know they're friends, actually.
No, because I got mine when I was in jail that time. I got a guy now.
Our attorneys are just friends, imagine.
They're podcasting on legal advice.
They're hanging
right
out, yeah.
Oh, FaceTiming each other. Hey, Wes, hope you and Chris received this bottle intact. As a fellow magician, I really enjoy the podcast and the content, especially whatever Wes says. Wishing you guys all the success. Happy holidays, Ryan. Ryan, you're a beautiful man. Thank you very much. A couple of keychains.
Nice. Keychains.
Got a first one. Got a second, another one. See, this is going to help decor the decor, I think, you know?
What the fuck are you ranting on about?
Oh, here we go. Oh, they're impossible bottles.
What? Get out of here. Whoa.
I think they're the same.
Does he make these?
I think he makes these. Whoa.
What's his name?
Ryan.
Oh, I got the wrong one.
Oh, yeah, I got yours. Ryan Lalonde.
Oh, these aren't keychains. These go on here.
Oh, that makes sense. They're toe tags if you die.
Yo, dude.
This is so sick. He made a Rubik's Cube with our shit on it. This is awesome. This is like my deck.
Yo, zoom in on this here on the camera. Check us out. So V3s, V5s. Look at that hollow. V1, V2s, V4s. Dude, and the bob sticker on top.
Look at this. Look at this. I got the only deck I have on every side. And that's all six sides. He solved it. It's solved.
That's so dope.
That is sick, dude. This will live in the barrel. I appreciate that. What's his name?
Ryan Lalonde.
Lalonde?
Lalonde.
Ah, it's a French name. Lalonde.
Lalonde.
Ryan Lalonde.
Lalonde, my blonde.
I'll put it right here for now. Nice. Perfect. That's sick.
Yeah, it's fucking great. I love that a lot.
Hell yeah, dude. I got way too excited when you said bottles.
Yeah.
Were you also?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, bottles. I was like, oh.
Yeah. No, I was.
And then I found this, and I was like, oh, okay. It's all right.
I already knew.
Kidding.
No, I knew because it was too light, so I was already confused. I'm like, they're empty. They're empty. Oh, no.
I didn't think contents of a bottle other than alcohol could make me happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unless you're going to send me some glutathione.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say the word.
Yeah.
Then that's all I want.
That's funny.
That was great.
Yeah, it's awesome, dude. Super sick. We'll take some photos of that.
Definitely.
I won't post them, but I'll take them. No, it's awesome. Seriously.
Fuck. Oh, I had some. I had some serious, like
night
Bob
terrors.
Fans.
Oh,
no. Sorry, Big Trick Energy fans.
Oh,
in my Newfoundland show.
Wow.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I did a show in Newfoundland, at a college gig. And people showed up because it was at the college campus, put on by the college, but you're also allowed to be just from Corner Brook and come to the show if you wanted to buy a ticket, right?
Right.
So there was people that just rocked up that were like just fans of Big Trick Energy. And they're like, hey, man, super fucking fan of Big Trick Energy. You guys doing a second season? Like, I heard, saw you were coming. I couldn't fucking believe it. Like, literally three separate groups of people coming up with that to me.
Wow.
And I was like, but it's the kind of town that.
Did they promote it, though, before? Is that what they promoted then?
No, not at all.
That's cool.
The thing is, it's the kind of town where if somebody watched it and then they tell people, then
right.
It goes around the town pretty fast. Like, right. You watch this show? People go, oh, you got to watch this show. Hey, there's a magic show I saw.
Yeah.
So everyone watched it. So only three people coming up is probably pretty sad.
The IQ is probably pretty low out there, though, eh?
Everything's low. They're shorter, right? So you don't need as much IQ, right? You way less.
Yeah.
Yeah, the
it's funny
because
I can shit on them for that.
Yeah.
I'm allowed to because it's my show.
Yeah.
So if I'm saying they got to be dumb to love that show, who am I really insulting?
Exactly. You're one of us.
Exactly.
Why do you think I kill over there?
Yeah.
I'm speaking the right language.
Yeah, exactly.
So like, this guy's jokes are low hanging fruit.
I saw you taking ski shots.
Oh, my God.
That was crazy.
Dude, I have never
it's
been
okay.
I had so many. So I get there and I go to this pub right away when I get there.
Yeah.
Most Newfoundland shit I've ever seen in my life. So I go to this little pub and I get in there and it's the middle, it's like 2:30 in the afternoon on a Friday. So there's only four guys sitting at the bar, old retired white dudes, newbies their whole life through and through. The guy that owns the bar is behind the bar, and that's about how big the bar is. I come, I sit at the one stool that's available.
Huh.
I sit down, the bartender's like, oh, he's so excited. He's like, set this guy up with a beer, a new face, right? So they pour me a beer. It's not a big place where I'm at,
it's
right?
It's an island, too.
Yeah, and it's a small place on it. So then they get a beer going, and then we're sitting around talking, and they're just like, oh, we all used to work at the paper mill or whatever, and we're all retired now, so we just come here every day. And then I did magic for a second, whatever. So they're getting fired up. Buy this guy another beer. So now I have two beers in me. Then the
pre-show.
Bartender.
Pre-game.
Oh yeah. Then the bartender goes, oh, "Fuck! I gotta go to the airport. I go to the airport. Oh shit! I gotta go to the airport. I forgot it. I'm going to Montreal to watch a hockey game. I gotta go to the airport." And so he smashes two beers, and he goes, He looks at his watch. He's like, the other bartender girl, she doesn't get here for like another hour. Bucky, you're in charge." And Bucky goes, "I've never been a bartender." He's like, "You're my most regular. Get behind the bar." So Bucky's behind the bar now, and we're all like, "What's happening?" He's like, "All right, Bucky's in charge. I gotta go to the airport. Holy shit!" Has another drink. He's like, "I gotta go." And then Bucky's like, "I don't know how to do any of this." And then he don't know how to work the till. And he goes, "That's okay." He's like, "The till. Fuck it. Cash only. Everything's $5. Bucky's in charge. Cash only. I gotta go." And then he pieces out. So I'm like, I'm abandoning all my normal pre-show plans. Fuck dinner. Fuck meeting people.
Yeah, you want to see how this plays out.
Fuck everything. I'm like, cancel it all. This is me now. So I'm like, well, Bucky, he said $5 ahead, all you could drink. And Bucky goes, I think he meant $5 a drink. I'm like, Bucky, we both know what he meant. He meant $5 ahead, all you can drink. And Bucky's like, I fucking like the sounds of this. So we just start making all kinds of drinks. He's trying to make fucking whiskey sours, opening up cocktail books. We're taking the foamiest beers are coming out being passed around. Just four.
How many people were in the bar?
4 68-year-old Newfoundlanders and me.
Wow.
And it was just open season.
Ruckus.
Dude. I had, who knows, but I only paid $5. And then I went to my show.
You need a show. How long was the show?
Oh, an hour.
Hour.
And I get to the show. First thing I walk in the show, they're like, you need a drink before you go on stage. I'm like, this is kind of a funny conversation not to have. But they're like, let's do a ski shot. So I'm like, cool. Four people line up, shots on the ski. Boom, bang that back. They hand me a beer. Like, you're on. I'm like, I'm on.
Wow.
So I went up there, did my song and dance.
The audience I saw a picture of, there was like a young child at the end of the row.
Yeah.
Is this the whole village?
One of the families that was a Big Trick Energy fan, they brought their kid.
Oh.
They brought an 11-year-old and a 9-year-old.
I saw that. I was like, they know what type of show this
Everything
is.
Everything else was 19 plus. Except for those kids, but it's the kind of place where rules don't really apply.
Right.
So someone goes like, oh, he's fine, and then they let him in.
Are you a little bit more loose?
If there's only one or two kids, I just tell them right away.
Right. But I mean, because this is a college show.
Yeah.
This wasn't a corporate event.
Colleges are loose.
Colleges are loose?
Yeah. Comedians in the States, I hear them bitching about it all the time, saying that they're not loose.
Is that what it is? Is it Canada's?
I think it just depends on the school. I've only been to a couple schools in Canada where
yeah,
it's
you've not
an issue.
Done any like U of T or like McGill or like all the upscale yeah, sort of shit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no, I've done a couple like ones that you would expect to be in that category.
Right.
But they don't follow, like, they just don't have the same kind of problems.
They don't, because I know like Lee used to work at Dawson
yeah.
College and he's saying like, even back then, this is like 5 6 years yeah. ago. You had to be, you couldn't misgender and shit. Like, it was very sensitive.
Here's the other thing that what happens with comedians versus what happens with me.
Yeah.
When it's comedians, they are getting booked through an agency. The agency, they call an agency, say, we want to have a comedy show at my school. And they say, cool. And they're like, we'll send you a headliner and two opening acts or whatever. And so they don't know who they're getting. So then they get mad later. For me, they're booking me directly for me. So if they get to the point where Understood. They actually hire me, they know what's going to happen and they know their school can handle
That's
it.
That's fun.
Right? So if I show up and their school can't handle it, I never would have got that far.
Yeah.
They vetted it.
That's fun.
So then you can just be yourself.
Yeah.
And when I see a couple kids, I do what my dad does. How old is he? He says 9. How old is he? 11. 9, 11. That's 20. They're fine. And that's exactly. Great. My dad used to leave his home alone a lot, and he'd always tell people, like, well, oh, he's 8, he's 9, that's 17, they're okay. You do that kind of shit, and he'd just leave his home alone.
Yeah.
And I agree, and that's how he did it, and the kids had a great time.
I see somebody out there with 9 kids, like,
one,
fucking,
two,
that's like 30,
another one.
They're fine.
It's fine. Yeah, they can get married. It was, those kids were great, they had a good time. I brought them on stage, even both of them, and that was a lot of fun too, right?
With the kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every now
For
and then.
For the penis trick?
Yeah, always, for sure.
The
yeah.
draw your own dick one?
Yeah, yeah. But that one's like after the show. I was like, I
could you imagine doing that draw your own dick and there's a kid on stage, dude? How wild that was. Poor kid.
I had accidentally had a 14-year-old up one time.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's a really funny age. And his mom brought him to the show, so she was in the audience. And I'm like, draw your dick.
Whoa, in front of your mom.
Everyone
dude.
Else drew dicks, and he was like sweating hard. And
he
drew the most honest dick anyone's ever drawn. He didn't even know enough to draw. The dick of your dreams, you know?
Oh, was there foreskin on it? You put foreskin
buddy,
on it?
He might as well trace this thing. It was like right around like the chalk outline of the body, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, this is like, it was so honest. It's not what you want. I don't know. Yeah. But he did it. That was in Penticton, BC. And that kind of town is, he'll hear that. It's a small town too. Like, he'll hear about that. It'll go around, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it won't, it'll follow him for a while, I think.
Yeah, poor guy.
Yeah.
At 14, dude, like, you barely hit puberty.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, he drew his dick for sure.
Yeah, you drew an illegal dick. A dick that we're not supposed to be seeing.
That's a good point. I should have burned that dick.
It's not an adult dick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Might have kept it.
You drew a child's penis.
That's not good.
That's kind of fucked up.
Can I sell that?
To someone. Someone would buy it. Someone's out there watching right
shit.
Now.
What do you think the size of the average Canadian dick is?
Probably, I don't know. Between 5.5 and 6.5.
Just give me your number. Pick a number.
Just down the middle.
You take a 6?
Yeah.
6.2. Pretty good guess.
Okay.
Nice one. Why do I know that? I don't know.
Oh, you know it?
Yeah. Why do I know the exact number?
It's a loaded question.
I was trying to find out if I was how average I was. So I'm like, what's the average age of a Canadian male? It's like 39. I'm like, oh, a little under. And then I'm like, what's the average like shoe size? And it's 10. And I'm 10 and a half. I'm like,
you got to go median though.
Yeah, yeah, it was median.
Not average, because median and average are different.
Median and average are different?
Yeah, median is the most number of people.
Median is the most common number.
Yeah,
mean and average are the same. Median is the most common. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, but that's the thing, because I was watching this guy's video saying that the average person doesn't exist.
Right.
And that was the fun part about this. And I was like, how average am I? So with height, I'm almost there. I'm very close. I'm within, like, other than the age.
Get out of here, you.
I'm younger, but I couldn't believe it either.
No.
I couldn't believe it either.
Not you.
I'm, like, very average.
Bro, I don't buy it.
That's what I'm saying. I know.
There's no way.
Hard to believe. Well, yeah. I'm telling the truth. You guys can look it up. I know it's impossible.
That's funny.
Yeah, I don't know what the median would be, because that would be, yeah.
Yeah, there's a vast difference, because you're not like,
hugely.
You know, you're only, have we been going for an hour? We're rolling for an hour.
Because like, you could have like, well, this, so if there's some random, you know, score about something, and it's out of 10, and
yeah.
5 people take 3, and 5 people take 7, and 10 people take 10, right?
There'll be so like, many numbers, I have no idea what you're talking about anymore. You lost me. I'm sitting here.
You trying to do math?
Yeah, dude. I'm adding them up for some reason. I'm fucking looking for a blackjack hand.
No.
Up one, down two.
What I'm saying is like, yeah, the median would be 10.
Yeah. Because
it was the most common number. But
right.
The average will be down to like fucking 7 or 8. Right?
Yeah.
Like it's, you know. Is that too much math? It's 3 fucking numbers.
At this point it is. At this point, just because I'm choosing not to pay attention, so it's still funny.
All right. Well, they discovered nuclear fusion. How about that? That was more fun. That's more interesting.
What's nuclear fusion?
Didn't they do that? Didn't they do the
they
fusion
did.
Thing the other day?
Oh, yes.
They blasted a little thing with lasers.
They spun them together until they slap together.
I know that's not how they do that one.
That's the collider?
Yeah, that's how they break apart atoms.
No, isn't that also how they do fusion?
No, fusion, they shot 192 lasers at a little tiny pebble of fucking uranium or something.
Oh, right. It's a perfect circle.
Yeah.
It's this
object.
It's that
14-year-old kid's nuts.
Yeah.
That round and smooth.
Yeah.
It was.
It's
size
it's,
of a pea. Yeah.
No, it's like this big.
Size of a pea.
And the shape, they said it's the perfect shape. It's the most perfect object on Earth. They said it's the closest thing to a perfect circle. Because a perfect circle is apparently hyper impossible to attain. So they make 200 of these only to keep 20.
Oh, wow.
And they're made of like, whatever, like super rare metals, right? And then they have to be perfect.
That's how they made Megan Fox, I think.
That's it.
I don't know.
They should, I don't know where I was going.
I don't know why you all of a sudden knew a lot about that. You didn't know anything about it, then you knew a lot.
Yeah.
You're like, your brain, are you
TikTok.
AI? Your brain like downloaded some information there for a second.
Just, yeah, what to do?
Yeah. Like, yeah, they slapped them together. Oh no! Yeah. It's the perfect circle. They made 220.
That's most of it. Oh yeah, I got it now. I got it.
that was wild.
Yeah, it is nuclear fusion.
Yeah.
And
fission was what we used to have.
Isn't this the breakthrough because the energy that was created from it was more than the energy that went in?
Yes, it was 1.5
right.
times as much energy.
That's fucking crazy.
Which is crazy. But they said that the real fusion will do like 20 million times the energy you put in.
Well,
like if, that's how much more.
Sure. I mean, but isn't
which
it
is fucking
to a certain
crazy.
Extent, isn't it exponential?
Oh, probably. I don't know.
Like if you can create energy and that energy can create more energy and isn't it perpetual? Isn't that what it is? Free energy just perpetually.
If that was the case, then our sun would burn forever. But it's gonna burn out after some billions of years.
You wanna bet?
I don't know how it works.
You wanna
obviously.
Bet, dude? I'll take that bet.
Put the money in escrow.
Yeah,
keep
he's
us
like
both broke
yeah,
for no reason.
The moon's gonna crash into the earth in 13,000 years. I'll take that bet. No, it won't.
Oh fuck, dude! I tried to.
My odds are better.
I tried to convince myself the other day that the moon, was
Is this a conspiracy?
Yeah.
Oh, let's go.
Like, I try to convince myself of all of the moon conspiracies.
We can get one in before the Patreon.
Also, check out Manscaped.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Take this off.
Check out Manscaped.
Check out Manscaped.
I forgot we got to do an ad read at some point.
Oh, we do.
Fuck.
Artie, cut this. Artie, cut this somewhere in the middle of the podcast. Somewhere in the middle of the podcast.
Just cut to us.
Cut to us.
And tin ads?
Yep. Wait, bring us back. That makes sense, right?
Yeah, I think it won't when Artie's done with it, but it did now.
Sorry, guys. We had to hop back, as you saw.
Yeah, as you already
know.
So we remembered everything today, which is good. Oh, yeah. So I tried to convince myself, because I believe that the moon is the moon.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, no. It does to me.
Nope.
It's the moon.
Yeah, but the moon could also be a base.
No, I know. So I'm like, I don't believe in the base. I don't believe that it's a fucking spaceship. I don't believe that there's Nazis on it. I don't believe in whatever other bullshit they're trying to sell us, right?
Okay.
So I'm like, I'm going to go find information that convinces me of this. Because I can do this with...
We'll see where this goes.
Because I can go down the flat earth hole and be not moved an inch, right? Because I'm like, this is too easy for me to just...
Debunk.
Reason through easily. So but the moon one, I'm like, I've never been to the moon. Let's try this. And dude, it is so fucking fascinating. This lady wrote a book about it. She's talking about all this kind of shit.
I know.
And how, and like, oh, and then Apollo 20, and that was all Canada. Yeah. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, driving down the road. I'm like,
it's a better story.
And then I find myself like rewinding it to make sure I got it right. I'm like, okay, like remembering this information. Like, I gotta tell people this.
Dude.
What am I doing? So yeah, I started Googling other shit, dude. My newsfeed's gonna be pretty skewy for a while.
Yeah, I love to hear it.
But it's then I read the news that Buzz Aldrin got married again. I'm like, yeah, Buzz knows, and I'm like, he's dope.
Didn't he go on the record saying some shit too though, that like it was phony or something was up or
he had a few weird ones.
Buzz had a few weird ones, and the other guy did too.
Neil. Yeah.
Yeah, they both talked about like how it was like phony or something.
Yeah.
In interviews.
I'm starting to think, like, I'll tell you, after listening to Crazy Conspiracy Lady.
I think they did fake one. I think they might have faked two, but I don't for a second think they never went.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I think they went, but I think they might have met someone when they went there.
I also think that. That's been my main theory all the time.
Yeah.
Of the fucking, of the radio transmissions that you could pick up on your CB if you tuned into the right frequency.
I don't know,
and people were picking it up from NASA and recorded it. There's recordings out there. Apparently, of them being like, they're here, they've been here.
I don't believe
flying
that.
Discs in the same, everything. But there was a delay with NASA for the radio, so they would cut it. And then, but other people were listening directly to the frequency.
I feel like that. I feel like that could be proven or not proven. So I would like to explore that one to find out. Like, if someone's like, you just couldn't.
That one seems more likely to me.
Yeah.
Than any of the conspiracies.
Mm.
Just that. Oh, there is another craft out there.
Yeah.
It wouldn't. At this day and age, seeing all the UAP footage and seeing all of this, it wouldn't be that crazy.
A little bit, because, I mean, it all depends on what kind of life it is, really, because I go like, why stop at a shittier spot? Why be on the moon? Why not just come here? It's way doper.
Let's say, for instance.
Hang on a second.
Let's say the United States released a photo of a moon base and came public about it.
Okay.
My mom got me a bunch of these for Christmas. They were hanging around. They're exotic. She doesn't know what beer is. It's crazy. And she went to the beer store with like the 1,000 beers.
Red wine, bourbon, beer, bro. I want it back. I want it back. It's so gross. I'm going to have some.
It tastes like the barrel.
Yeah, it does. This is the barrel bill right here, my friend. Yeah. Tastes like my dad's ass.
Yeah. Yeah, your dad's like, that beer tastes like my ass.
Sorry. So yeah, they show us a craft.
Yeah, could you, because we've seen all these crafts and stuff, could you imagine that, they show us this like picture of a moon base, let's say, or a craft on the moon, and legit come out and say, this is not ours, something else is here, we can't be sure, maybe it's this, maybe, like, because that's what's, it seems to be the trend that they're releasing. They're not releasing anything. They're just implanting an idea in people's heads right now. Because you have to understand, the government doesn't want everybody to fucking freak out and panic, right? That's the last thing they want. Stock markets crash. All sorts of things happen. Yeah. So they have to be like slow playing our information. But like, I could see that happening. I could see, mm-hmm. oh, there's a craft that, and it's on Fox News, it's on Fox CNN, it's on NBC, whatever. And it's like, oh yeah, this looks like, and people wouldn't freak out.
Well, it
we're at the point
it...
where we're like, on my way to see my girlfriend and like UFO meme or whatever.
Well, it makes as much sense now as like back when they wouldn't show you a dead body and now they'll show you a dead body or yeah. whatever. Because like we've seen more gore in movie and whatever. So you're more used to it like this. So they get you used to it and then they let you see it. They get used to it, let you see it, right?
I don't like that.
Yeah, I mean, either. Like before, but dude.
I don't like that some people aren't ready.
If I got a whisper of a nipple back in the day, ding. Right, yeah. And now you see titties all the time. I'll scroll for 40 minutes before I find the titty, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I tell you, we're pretty numb to a lot of things.
You're right.
They probably did do it the right way, but then show me the fucking thing now.
I just resent people that can't take it. Who are these people who aren't ready for this?
But it depends on how big it is. Anyone will tell you that.
No, let's just say they're here.
Can only take
it up and,
a certain size.
And just the news, there is intelligent civilizations that are out there, and they've been coming here, and they've been here before us, or whatever it is, and they're here now, and that's them, like that. Like, who's not ready for that?
I don't know, man. It's so fucking...
Get ready, dude. What are you doing?
I think... Fuck, I don't know.
What do you be like, oh... Do you think? Oh, I guess I can't do my job tomorrow. Like, everything's going to keep going on.
Do you think
forever.
Do you think it's aliens or do you think it's ancient versions of us? The ancient humans of us?
No, I think it's aliens. And I think we are partially their DNA.
All right.
And a mix of whatever primate was on this planet that they found that could survive in these conditions that mm-hmm. they couldn't. So they had to colonize. But how do you do that? You don't want to live underground. You splice your alien DNA with these monkeys and come back in 1,000 years and see what happens. Let's go do this to 10,000 other planets since we can bounce around the universe freely.
Yeah.
And we'll just come back every now and then and visit these planets, see how they're doing.
Yeah.
And if they're not doing okay, here's some agriculture.
Right.
Oh, here's metallurgy.
Yeah.
And we'll be back.
See what's
up. Fuck. You built some sick-ass pyramids with what we gave you.
Yeah.
Check this out.
Yeah.
Have this.
That's true.
My name's Jesus. Peace.
Yeah. Yeah. Jesus was a gray.
I think he was.
Jesus was a gray.
I don't think he was a gray.
He's a gray.
But he could have been like a Pleiadian.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Let's get into the Patreon.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Fuck. We're not on the Patreon.
Yeah. Spin that wheel.
Fire
guys.
Lens.
Thank you for telling. Don't forget to tell 3 friends. We'll see you on the next Bob. Peace.
Bye.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.